This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Last year in Waco, Texas, President Bush created the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, and he reaffirmed it this year in Cancun, Mexico. There have been a number of articles in conservative publications attacking this project as an interference with our sovereignty and freedom. The Bush administration issued a rebuttal to these articles, but it is completely unconvincing. The Bush administration starts by declaring that our three nations in North America share a belief in freedom, economic opportunity, and strong democratic institutions. That's false. Mexico is a corrupt country where a few families control all the wealth, while the rest of the people are kept in abject poverty with no hope of economic opportunity. The Bush administration then states that the mission of the Security and Prosperity Partnership is to make our businesses more competitive in the global marketplace. That's globalist double talk, which means producing U.S. goods with cheap foreign labor. The Bush administration denies that this project is secret, but nevertheless will not release the names of who is serving on the working groups. The Bush administration denies that it will cost U.S. taxpayer money because the project is using existing budget resources, and I guess that means the money comes from the fairy godmother. Thanks to the Internet, I discovered an article written in Spanish by a Mexican scholar, Miguel Picard. He fully described the plan for a deep integration of three North American countries. He revealed a series of three meetings in Toronto, New York, and Monterey, where the U.S., Canada, and Mexico signed 300 regulations to implement open borders among the three countries. It looks like we are moving rapidly toward a North American community on a schedule that starts with a customs union, then a common market, then a monetary and economic union, and finally the adoption of a single currency.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, I want to talk about Americans tonight. You remember them? They're the endangered species in this country, which is really sad. But the American people are good people. Are we perfect? Of course not. We're human, and humans are never perfect. That's impossible. Now, there's good people all over the world. I'm not saying that America is the only place that has good people. It's good people in all countries, and Americans are some of the best of those people. Now, every time there's a call for help, be it financial, disaster relief, or even American bodies for the defense of these countries out here, we're always there. We have always been there. There are American GIs helping the grass grow all over the world, folks. You'll go anywhere in this world and see crosses where Americans have gone there and given up their lives for foreign countries. They talk about American imperialism. There's no such thing. Americans are helpful people and people who have tried to make the world a better place. I again repeat, we have made mistakes, but we are decent people. Now, if you analyze our legacy all over the world and you look at the years that this country has existed, our legacy will shine pretty well. Now, it took us a while to get some of these things right. For instance, slavery. We righted slavery in this country. It took some time. We started this country based on slavery. But guess what? We fixed it. And I'm not proud that our country was started with slavery intact, but it is something that we worked on and got right. something that other countries in the world have yet to fix. Now, we've been working on civil rights in this country, and that's still a work in progress. We have a long way to go, folks, for equality in this country. But you must admit it has gotten progressively better. I am not saying that racism and civil rights and everything else is perfect. It's not. But we have worked on that as a country. That's what makes America great. The fact that we recognize that there's been a problem. A fact that we understand that there's a problem and work to fix that problem, be it slow as it has been. We have shined as a beacon of freedom throughout the world and invited others to come and join us right here in this country for, guess what? The American dream. And when we make this invitation, we ask just two things from those coming. We ask that they come and become a part of America, not separate from America, not a separate country within America, not a separate people speaking a separate language, not a people with a separate culture and a separate allegiance. No, we ask them to come here and be Americans and pledge their allegiance to America, and be the same as we are. One people for one country. The second thing that we ask that you come here legally. We ask that you go to the American embassy in the country of your origin and ask to emigrate. Sign up, and then you wait your turn. I don't care if it takes you 10 years or 15 years. I'm sorry. That's the deal. Wait your turn. And then when you get here, you will be accepted and welcome to our country. Now, if you violate this deal by coming here legally and doing some un-American thing like breaking the law or going against our country for some reason, we will ask you very politely and very forcefully to leave, and we will demand it. And if you violate the deal by coming here illegally, we will also ask you to leave, and we will demand that you go. Now, here's my question, and it's an actual question that I want you to answer, folks. You can call up here with your answer if you want. I will welcome it. Either way you answer, I will welcome your answer. Just be nice about it. But here's the question. Seeing that we allow more illegal immigrants than the rest of the countries combined in the world, and we give more foreign aid than any other country in the world to developing countries, when we make these two demands, that you, number one, come here and become an American and leave your other allegiances behind, and the second thing is that you come here legally, here is my question. Yes or no, are we racist to make those two demands? Are we? Are we racist because we demand that people come legally to our country? Are we racist because we say you cannot all come here at one time from all over the world? When you decide, we as a country will decide the numbers that come here and from where. Is that racist? Is it racist to say that we want to protect those working in the country and protect their wages and protect their culture and protect their way of life? You see, the press for the borders to be closed and all the talk is on terrorism, they always forget that there are people in this country that suffer and are offset by this illegal alien invasion. There are people who have lost their jobs. There are people whose schools have turned to trash because of the sheer numbers and the foreign languages being spoken. There are people who must live in third world conditions because of this invasion. We must remember that. Are we racist to point this out? That's my question. I will continue to ask that. We as a country now are answering that question less and less because people understand that that is just a ploy from those who have no other comeback to what we say about this invasion. And the only thing they can say is race. And it doesn't fly anymore. We as a people are now demanding, as a country, that people come here legally. We demand that if you are here illegally, that you leave. And I'm going to tell you something. There will come a time in this country where you will be made to leave, eventually. First, you will be able to leave on your own, but eventually you will be made to leave, I guess the word is forcefully, by the authorities. It's going to come to that, folks. We have that right as a nation to demand that of people coming here. And daily, more and more Americans are demanding this. The federal government, both political parties, and the Bush administration has failed us very bad. They have not done the will of the American people. We have not sat around, though, and continued to wait for the federal government to do its job. Oh, no. People across this country have sprung into action. The pressure on the House of Representatives by constituents is at an all-time high. That's right. The state of Arizona, for instance, has passed Prop 200, and soon the city of Phoenix will have a protection on a municipal level on a proposition. The cities of Altoona and Hazleton, Pennsylvania, now have city ordinances against illegal aliens living and working there. The city of Escondido, California, just passed an ordinance to keep landlords from renting to illegal aliens. But the most important thing that we have done, folks, and I say these things so that you will be encouraged to keep going, to continue doing what you're doing. The most important thing we have done is to beat back that amnesty from President Bush. We have told the people in power that we are not going to allow that. We told our elected officials, vote for an amnesty and you're out. Now, you can't tell that to a senator because they're a bunch of pompous people. But a House of Representatives guy, you can talk to him. He needs your money and your votes every other year. And you can make him understand, do as we say and you're out in the street. We'll have you pushing a shopping cart, picking up cans. We'll have you doing the bidding of America or unemployed, one or the other. Now, do we hate anybody? No. We love our country, and we're trying to preserve the America that everybody wants to come to. Like the 30-year-old owner of an outdoor service company that I recently read about, a guy named Jude Adkins. When he said that the illegal invasion is a threat to his business and those who work with him, listen to what he said, quote, "The kind of work we do, the Mexicans are basically cutting our throats. They shouldn't be here." And he's talking about illegal aliens. "They should be arrested immediately and gotten the heck out of here," end quote. Now, this is a young man who's trying to make a living, and he's finding it impossible. And what does he do? He's a gardener. This guy's a gardener. You say, well, you know, the Southwest has been overrun by people and he can no longer be a gardener in the Southwest. Well, guess what? He's not in the Southwest. He's not in California, Arizona, Texas, and New Mexico. He's a gardener in Cincinnati, Ohio. And he can't get work for him and his crew because the illegal aliens have come in there and cut his throat. They have come in there and cut the wages so bad that he can no longer compete with them. Now, do you say he's a lazy American? That he's one of these people that won't do those jobs anymore? That's why they have to be here? No, they are replacing him. And that is a fact. But nobody seems to care about Jude Adkins, and they don't care about the rest of America. And that is why we must vote in a way to make them understand. Now, they say they want to hold on to the House of Representatives and the Senate. That's what the Republican Party says. I don't believe it. They're not putting their money behind candidates who are in our corner on this, and they are completely ignoring people who speak our language. But then I see the president and his wife making speeches and doing commercials for people like Cannon in Utah and popping up in Ohio for a guy there who's running to keep his office. I don't understand it. But sooner or later, they're going to figure out that if they don't do what we say, The Democrats are going to take over, and when that happens, we're all in trouble. I saw Nancy Pelosi tonight on 60 Minutes. Whew, that's a frightening thought. But I'm going to tell you what, if it happens, it will not be our fault. It will be the fault of the Republican Party for not listening to the people. We have to be tenacious with them, folks, and we have to make them understand we're not racist, but we are not going to allow the invasion of our country and allow our culture to shift to the third world just so they can get votes, just so they can get cheap labor, and just so that they can look good with a bunch of the PCBS people that are following them around, telling them what to do like Karl Rove and all the rest. We have got to be strong and keep the pressure on. I know I will. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All American Radio Network.
I've got some great news for you. We have another chance to vote against David Dreyer. Our good friend, Elliot Graham, the 26th congressional nominee of the American Independent Party, will be on your general election ballot this November 2006. We don't have to wait until 2008 when it may be too late. Just take a look at his very informative websites, StopFeedingTheDragon.com and ElliotGraham.com. That's Elliot with two T's. He has many other links to other Stop the Illegal Immigration and No Amnesty websites, and you will want to spread the word by telling others about these websites. Elliot will cure fellow Americans of a disease that we call incumbentitis. Stop voting for the bribery and corruption of Republicans and Demopublicans. Vote for Elliot Graham for Congress, who means business. He will secure our borders immediately, and he will strongly oppose any amnesty compromises. Paid for by the Elliot Graham for Congress Campaign Committee.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk. talk about the illegal alien invasion. And I want to remind all of you out there that have friends and relatives who could not hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. Let me welcome all the good folks tonight at KFNX 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona. And folks in Phoenix, next week we start when the time changes. We will be on there at 10 p.m. rather than 9 p.m. But we will still be live, but only it will be 10 o'clock your time. I want to welcome all the good folks at the great KDON, KDWN, 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the good folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, whatever it is, don't forget you get back all that you give, and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, last Thursday at a luncheon at the Texas A&M University, U.S. Senator John Cornyn, I know some of you like this guy, I don't. He was honored for his support of Texas A&M's higher educational programs. Now, it was there that he talked about the immigration issue and how touchy it is. He showed us why the Congress of the United States sucks and is not to be trusted. He said he voted for the border fence, and then he crowdfished his vote by saying that, quote, well, the fence, it's a 19th century solution to a 21st century problem, end quote. Jeez. Then he went on with the same usual rhetoric that has the American people angry and fed up with the U.S. Senate. He said he doesn't want to impede the economic opportunities along the border. Translation: the cheap labor must flow. And then he said he didn't want to send the wrong message to, quote, immigrant, unquote, workers. Translation: illegal aliens are cheap labor, and the cheap labor must flow. You see, folks, real immigrant workers would be unaffected by a border fence, as they would come here legally and walk through the openings in the fence with a visa in their hands. But the piece de resistance, that's French, was when he made the statement, quote, we need a better immigration system that reflects our values, end quote. If by values he means us being a lawful country, why don't you just enforce the laws that we already have? We don't need any new ones. We just need him and the rest of his homies to enforce our laws and show that we are a country of values. I know a lot of you people like this guy, but it's the same flim-flam, folks. It's the same grift. It's the same dodge that we hear from all of these senators. They suck. But tonight, him more than ever and more than most, he, Mr. John Cornyn of Texas, is the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord. Let's get right to our guest now, folks. We got good guys and bad guys. This is one of the good guys, guy that I like. We got him on tonight. We want to know what's going on with his campaign. We want to know how it's going, how it's shaping up. Randy Graff. Randy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, good to be with you. Campaign's going fantastic.
Are you getting any support from the party?
Well, can't exactly say that the National Party, either the RNC or the NRCC, neither one of them is getting involved in this at this time. But,
well, how about the folks of the party? You know what I mean?
The folks here locally, we've got our county party and the state parties working pretty hard.
There you go. That's what we're after. And you know what, Randy? If the national won't do it, then it's going to have to be done on the next two levels. That's just the way it is.
Well, we didn't have much of their help or support in the primary. We relied on the voters and our message, and we were successful there, and we have every intention of being successful November 7th.
Are you guys walking precincts, and have you been doing any commercial work down there, or what?
We've got tremendous support group, grassroots effort, walking precincts 3-4 days a week. We're raising some money. We got radio ads going. We've got TV ads going. This is, my opponent in this general is just, this is a classic, conservative Republican versus a liberal Democrat. We've got to educate the public about who my opponent is. We served in the legislature together. She's a tax and spend liberal. And unfortunately, most people don't know her. They do know my name to a certain extent after working on Proposition 200 out here and the active role we've played in some of these important issues. But we've got to make sure folks understand what our opponent will do if elected.
Now, you know, Randy, I'm nonpartisan. I don't
I don't think much of either party, although I do, and I have always said that I embrace the ideology of the Republican Party more so than the Democrats, because they're not trying to give away everything. But they've got their problems also. But my point is this. I like a guy or a woman based on what they're about, not based on their party. I don't believe in that. And I don't believe in voting party line. I think it's a horrible thing. I think that's what's got us where we are. My point is this. People out there who are listening, I want you to know this guy, I'm not endorsing anybody. I'm telling you he's the real deal. Not because he's a Republican, but because he's the real deal. There's a difference. And here's a guy who walks the walk. This guy has been at this a long time. And every time we have stepped to him with some proposal on this immigration thing, he's always been there for support for us. Now's the time to support him. Randy, do you need any kind of help? Do you need people to show up? I'm sure you need a couple of bucks, so do we, but that's okay. I mean, if we can help you, let us know.
Well, we've got, as a matter of fact, we've got people coming from California. We've got some folks coming out from Texas to help us with our ground game these last 2 weeks. Folks can certainly go to the website at votegraf.com, V-O-T-E-G-R-A-F, to find out more about what we're up to. But, you know, your assessment is right. Republicans have failed in this immigration issue to secure our borders. You know, unfortunately, the Democrats wouldn't be doing any better.
Well, they're worse. Let's be honest.
We've got to change the will in Washington, D.C., and if you can't change your congressman's mind, you change your congressman. We started that 2 years ago. Our congressman decided to retire this year. It's an open seat. And, you know, the voters down here in this district, we've got 80 miles of border. The number one issue in this district is border security. And where we've stood on that issue for years, knowing the impacts on our schools and our hospitals,
right,
our criminal justice system, the 25 million pounds of trash in the desert, people dying in the desert, a lot of reasons we have to secure it, and we will secure it.
And, Randy, the things you just said are the things that they don't ever talk about. When we hear the Democrats or the Republicans, for that matter, talk about border security, it's border security based on terrorism. We never hear about the guy at the other end of crossing the border. He crosses the border and he goes somewhere, okay? He goes somewhere. And I heard some things the other day. I think it was Cornyn who said, well, these people, we don't know. It was Richardson from Texas said, we know that 99% of these people come here to work and not to harm us. Well, you know what? They're harming us. Whether they came here to harm us or not is not the point. They're doing harm to the infrastructure of this country, the jail system, the school system, the ecological system. They're clogging up the freeways with their presence. They are taxing our social services to no end. These people are not supposed to be here, so they are harming us, whether they meant to or not. And this is what we don't hear. All we hear about is close the border for terrorism. We've got to hear about the people, like those ranchers down there on the border, who Larry Vance and a lot of those guys who's having their property trekked across every day. Those people who are having their houses broke in. The people to live here where I live in the inner city, where the schools are now full. We're building 160 schools in 10 years, not because American kids are here, but because the children of illegals and illegal alien children are here. That's what we want to hear people talk about, and you just mentioned it. And when you get to Congress, tell your fellow people there, stop talking about this terrorism thing like it's the only reason to close the border. There are other reasons, and there are people here suffering because of this invasion.
There's no question. And when you talk about these folks, that my opponent supports amnesty.
We've
got an estimated 600,000 illegal aliens living in our state. If amnesty passes today, the signature of that amnesty bill, what happens is we take our Medicaid system here in the state of Arizona, and we can immediately, overnight, add 50% to the rolls.
50%?
50% overnight. And, you know, when you ask these folks that support this, what does it do to the benefits to those that are currently on it and truly need it? What does it do to the taxpayer otherwise having to subsidize a 50% increase in our state Medicaid system? You know, they don't want to talk about it. They ignore it. You know, that's not an issue. We'll put sanctions on there to make sure employers provide health care, and we'll do all this. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. It'll never get enacted.
Yeah, well, a lot of people that I know, I mean, the liberals in my community say, well, if we just make them legal, all the problems go away. No, then the problems really begin then, because now they're eligible for programs that they weren't eligible for before. I mean, then they become full-blown citizens, and they can take everything that we have to offer. They're taking a lot of it already, but then they can take it all. And it's not fair. And you know, one other thing I always say, Randy, not only is it not fair to Americans, it's not fair to that guy back in the country where they came from. I don't know what country that is. People come from all over the world illegally. But the guy that stayed home, put his name on the list at the embassy and says, you know, I want to go to your country. And the guy says it takes 20 years. He says, well, okay, I'll come back in 19 years, 6 months and see how it's going. I feel sorry for that guy because now these people have jumped ahead of him in line and it is not fair to them.
Now, I went to a naturalization ceremony a few months back. We had about 400 people become naturalized U.S. citizens from 56 different countries. You want to talk about somebody that knows the value of U.S. citizenship. They take that oath of citizenship. Yeah, I wish every high school student, before he graduated high school, had to take that same oath and understand the value of what it means to be an American. Because these people know what it is. They went through the process. They took a lot of time. It took a lot of money. And they know what it is, and they are incensed more than anybody on this illegal immigration system. And when they come in and we've got people that apologize for them and want to grant them legal status, it irks them more than anybody.
Well, Randy, we're pulling for you. Tell us how they can get in touch with you when they want to and want to give you some help.
Thank you, Terry. They can go to the website, www.votegraph.com, or call our headquarters, 520-887-2984.
One more time.
VoteGraph.com or 520-887-2984.
All right, Randy, we wish you the best. We appreciate
it. If you're in Tucson on November 7th, join us at our victory party, Terry.
Well, we'll see what we can do. We wish you the best. You've been there for us, and I hope this works out. You're a good guy, not because I say so, but because of your past deeds, and we appreciate you. You take care, buddy.
Thank you for all your help.
All right. Randy Graff, folks, give him a hand if you can. He needs it. You know, folks, we always talk about the people who are running for office and why we should do for them and why we shouldn't do for them. What I don't understand is this. We've got people who constantly make promises and then break them. We've got people who say they're going to do this and do that and didn't do it. Look at what the president has done to us on the immigration issue. He's been in office. This is his second term. Has done nothing. Zero. He only started doing things to advance the Border Patrol numbers after 4437 was passed. He's done nothing for us. We've got to start looking towards people who will. People who have been men or women of their word in the past and are going to continue to be that, rather than somebody that we just trust because of some party that they belong to. That has always been the problem. And it's not just a problem with the Democrats or the Republicans. It's a problem with both. And that's going to always be a problem until we fix it. You must demand that these people do what we want, especially with the congressmen. The thing I like about them, you can yank their sorry behinds out of office after 2 years and put somebody else in. You know, if Nancy Pelosi becomes the Speaker of the House, everybody says what a disaster it will be. I'll tell you one good thing that will come out of it. The Republicans will wake up, and they will see the error of their ways then. But if we keep them in office now, who knows? I don't know. I don't know what the answer to it is. Who knows? But let's just say something's going to happen next month, and we'll know the day after the election. I'm not going to make any predictions, but I tell you this, things will be shaken up one way or the other. Now, there's no racism in the world, folks, so I don't want you to think this next guy is racist. This is Mr. Augustin Cebeda of the Brown Berets de Aztlan.
I was Dean Cebeda of the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours, it's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Come back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Come back to Woodland Hills! Come back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock! Pilgrim! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
This is Atlan. This is Mexico.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. You know, folks, I often tell people that I don't endorse anybody. I'm never going to say, vote for this guy, vote for that guy. I'm not even going to tell you to vote. What I will tell you is this. If you're going to vote, pick somebody that's about something. Don't pick somebody by some letter behind their name. That's just ridiculous. Now, the problem is, I haven't seen too many Democrats who are ready to step up to the plate on this issue. So it usually works out that it is the Republican candidate who is in our corner. Now, a lot of them are not. You had you got Chris Cannon, who sucks. You got McCain, who is just a total disaster. Then you've got Cornyn, we talked about. And then you've got Colby, who's retiring. That's the seat that Randy Graff is running for. You got a lot of Republicans who are horrible. Jeff Flake in the state of Arizona, terrible, just terrible people. But you know what? Usually it will be the Republicans. So I'm not preaching party here. I'm just letting you know the facts. Let's get to the phone. Let's get to everybody tonight. The lines are busy. Yeah, what else is new? Michelle calling from Phoenix. What do you hear? What do you say?
Well, hello, my friend. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Hey, kid, how are you?
Good. I just want to tell you about a very interesting thing that happened to me on Friday. Sean Hannity was in Phoenix, and I had the opportunity to finally meet him and have a picture taken, and he just gave me a huge hug and told me to keep up the good work that we've been doing with Mothers Against Illegal Aliens. And as you know, and probably most of your listeners know, I've been probably on Fox News more than a dozen times between Hannity and Combs and Neil Cavuto and such. They were at the state fair shortly after that, and Sean invited me and a member both over to the state fair to join them at the show twice during a rally for J.D. Hayworth on Friday. So we made our way over to the state fair, and lo and behold, it's amazing to me, but security refused to allow me in to be present at the Friday night showing of Hannity and Combs. They barred us, specifically me. They would not let me in. They let everyone else in who was either had tickets or on the VIP list or even people walking off the street. And it was, if not appalling, it was almost humiliating in a way. But yet I think when I look at it another way, I'm getting to these people if they don't want me in. Some of their guests were Newt Gingrich, J.D. Hayworth, and the third guest, which is probably the reason why I wasn't allowed in, was Aguilera, which is the chief of the Border Patrol. And I'm sure he knows of Mothers Against Illegal Aliens because I'm not too thrilled with his work down there.
Well, you know, Sean is an enigma to this effort. I think his heart is in the right place, but the problem with Sean Hannity is he doesn't quite understand that there are faces on the people who are affected by this. He's one of the.
I'll tell you one thing. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I gave him faces at the rally.
Gave
him pages.
That's what I was going to say, Michelle.
Children.
Good.
Children that have been beheaded by illegal aliens, mothers that have been cut from ear to ear and killed, family members that have been killed, including their babies. I mean, I put the faces to the names, to the pictures. I gave them to him because I thought the same thing, and I'm hoping he's going to come around because I think he's got a chance to really see things our way and not want a guest workers program. But to me, and I'm sure you agree, there's so many people that are being shut out of being told the truth, and I find that
Absolutely.
Every time I come up to somebody from Washington or at least somebody that might be bought from Washington, they don't have their eyes and ears open as to the real problem.
That is the truth. And you know, those are some drastic things that are happening, very violent things. And just the little small things also, Michelle. This is what Hannity needs to know, that everybody doesn't live on Long Island. Everybody doesn't have a secured life where they don't have to deal with this. Everybody doesn't have to. Some of us have to compete for jobs with the illegal aliens. Some of us have to put our kids in the public school, people who can't afford private school. Their kids have to go to school with a dumbed-down school system because of the kids there who came from a school system in Mexico or wherever who are dumb.
Let me just tell you something
because of that school system.
My son is in kindergarten. He just brought home a little reading book called Tortillas and Lullabies, half in English and half in Spanish.
There you go.
Out here in Phoenix. And I had a discussion with the district,
there
and I'm
going
to go into the PTA on that one.
Well, we live in troubled times, no doubt about it. Michelle, it's good
We're working real hard over here, and I know you guys are too. And I just want to say one last thing. I had a quick call from a new member tonight. She's in Nebraska, but she used to live up in Washington, and she said she used to work for Tyson Foods. She's going to get video right now up in Nebraska of illegal aliens being bused in, and she's going to be sending that to me. But she wanted to let me know what happened up in Washington when she lived there in 92.
Wow.
She said the illegal aliens are actually spitting in the food on the market, on the meat line, and she actually tried to stop it a couple times, and she was threatened of being chewed up with the bones and then fired if she said anything.
Anybody that buys Tyson Foods is crazy anyway. Michelle, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. You keep up
the good work.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Frank George calling from Mojave, California. Frank, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Terry, just wanted to let everybody know that the Mexican consulate made its bid to take over the Antelope Valley. Those are the towns of Palmdale, Lancaster, Rosemont, and Mojave on October 10th with the help of Camacho Auto Sales of Lancaster. For those 5 days, they handed out matricular consular cards. What do you think of that?
Wow. Typical, happening all over the country, but that's a section that of California I didn't think they would be moving into. You know, it's kind of out there.
Well, you know what? Right now the present estimate is that we've got a 55% illegal alien population up
wow.
here. And I went by the premises and I saw about 400 illegal aliens lined up, and that happened all day long. So I'm sure they gave out these matricular consular cards to hundreds, if not thousands, of people.
And folks around the country, that area is kind of the middle of nowhere.
It is the middle
yep.
of nowhere, Terry, but they are all the way up here. You cannot get away from them anymore.
You can run, but you can't hide.
That is correct. So now it's time to face it, and the Antelope Valley Independent Miniman and myself will, on Saturday, the 28th of October, that's this coming Saturday, we're going to go out to 44530 North Sierra Highway, Lancaster, right in front of the Camacho Auto Sales, and we are going to protest the hell out of them for being anti-Americans during a time that we're at war, during a time that we should be secure, and they're just looking at bucks and getting their people in here.
Good for you. When is that again, Frank?
It's going to be on Saturday, this forthcoming Saturday, from 10 a.m. to noontime.
All right, buddy. Hope you get a good turnout, and if anybody can support him, it's a good deal.
Thanks,
Frank. Take care, buddy.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Thomas calling from Winnetka, California. Thomas, what do you hear? What do you say?
I first of all want to say three cheers to 10 Win. I'm fully behind him. There was nothing wrong with the letters he put out. Illegal aliens can't vote. Immigrants can't vote unless they're legalized citizens. And the uproar that they came up with was, I think, appalling.
Absolutely.
And I also wanted to say something for the horriblest clown of the week. I think last week, our own Mr. George Bush, I call him George Jimmy Carter Bush, I'm appalled at everything he says. I don't support him anyway because I don't believe he supports this country. I don't think he cares for the people of this country. And I'm really tired of people like O'Reilly and Hannity who keep defending him. I think he's an embarrassment to every conservative American.
I would agree. I would agree to the point of saying that he does not listen to us. He doesn't care about us. You know, George Bush is like a lot of people. He's an elitist. And a lot of these people on these TV shows are elitists. Thomas, they don't have to deal with what we have to deal with.
I think George Bush is a corporatist.
Well, that too.
He only cares about corporate bucks, and the country comes secondarily to his corporate profits.
Well, you'll get no argument from me.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Take care. Let's go to Brad. Calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Brad, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Mr. Anderson. Hey, let me ask something. Like, this might sound a little bad, what I'm going to say, but if it seems to me that these illegal aliens are coming into this country purposely to be able to destroy the middle class, okay? And if they do that, let's say it does happen, because unfortunately, it seems like that's what's going to happen. Wouldn't it be to the benefit of the people to join with them and then just take down the rich? Because I'm no communist, don't get me wrong, but I would love to see Nancy Pelosi and Arnold Schwarzenegger, all those people lose their wealth. The Kennedys, if they're going to steal from us and destroy us, wouldn't it be smart? I'd love to see them lose everything they own, too, the way they're doing it to us.
I'd love to see that, too. But the problem is, do you want to slip into the third world to do it?
No, but my opinion is we're going to be that way. You and me are going to be that way anyway. Why not take them with us? You know what I mean?
Well, Brad, I see your point. And it's kind of, I can't agree with it because I would never align myself with people. I understand you want to bring down the rich, but not at the...
Well, I don't want to, but I just feel like they're trying to bring us down.
Well, I'm not for bringing down the rich. Don't get me wrong. I admire some people who make money and are rich. I'm talking about the elite rich.
Right, exactly.
That's my problem there. But what I'm saying is I can never align myself with people illegally in the country, no.
No, I don't. I just have a feeling that eventually, I mean, let's face it, the government, as much as I hate to say it, they're not going to do anything, and we're going to be the ones that are going to suffer from it. We're going to be the ones that are going to be in the crime-infested areas, and I'd like to see them get a little taste of it themselves, you know what I mean?
Maybe I totally agree with that, buddy. You got me there.
I hear you. And I don't know if, what do you think? To me, it just looks, I'm in Las Vegas, and it's just getting worse every month. It really is.
Well, it's getting worse everywhere. You heard me talk about the poor 30-year-old kid in Cincinnati who can't do his job because he's being forced out by illegal aliens. Now, the president will tell you that the Americans don't want to do those jobs, but there are a lot of Americans who would do it if they can get paid. When a guy is working on a pipeline, he's making $30 an hour, and all of a sudden they hire illegal aliens at 10 bucks an hour, does that mean the guy doesn't want to do the job, or does that mean the guy doesn't want to do the job for 10 bucks?
Sure. Oh,
it's as simple as that.
Well, like you said, too, there, if we had our houses subsidized and we had food stamps, we had our health care.
We could work a lot cheaper.
Right, exactly. Yep. Maybe we could afford to work at $10 an hour. But, hey, listen, enjoying your show, okay?
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks.
Take care, buddy. Call again. Let's go to Scott calling also from the great city of Las Vegas. Scott, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm actually calling because I'm actually sad and angry at the news that I heard the other day. It seems, I mean, you got to pick up exactly what I'm talking about.
You're talking about Compiègne and Ramos.
The Border Patrol guys?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah, the insanity that runs through not
truly
only the judicial system, but politics, it's insane. These
it
guys,
really is.
Where they have families, and all they were doing was their job, and 11 years is being taken away from them.
Well, they've got to the 27th of January to report, but let me say this. A lot of things can happen by then. Here's two guys. Anybody that's either been a cop or known cops knows this, that when you're in law enforcement of any type, about 90% of what you do is instinct. These guys followed their instincts, went after this guy. It turns out, guess what? Not only was he an illegal alien, which they thought, but he was also the drug smuggler that they thought. This guy was armed, later said he was not armed because he ditched the pistol. But here's a guy that was a problem for this country and a threat to those officers. And what happened? When they enforced the law and followed their instincts and did what any cop, any police officer would do, these guys were prosecuted by their own country. Our president. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road, Scott. Our president can step up right now and say, I pardon you. I pardon you. You are no longer under indictment. You are now absolved of this crime. Because he wants to give amnesty to every illegal alien. He wants a pathway to citizenship. Why not give these guys a pathway to freedom? He can do this today. Let's see if he's big enough to do it. Thanks for the call, Scott.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to Clyde, calling from somewhere up north. Clyde, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, I've been thinking about the 12 million illegals that need a better life than they have in America. They've proven themselves to be masters at running the border and destroying the border's language and culture of the country to the north. I believe we have a huge problem with Kim Jong mentally ill. Can we inspire our leaders to ship the illegals into the demilitarized zone where they will sneak across the border, destroy the language, culture, and infrastructure of North Korea while they gradually move the border north until the country ceases to exist?
Works for me.
I like that.
Works for me. I love it. Thanks for the call, Clyde.
You bet.
Let's go to Paul, calling from Bozeman, Montana. Paul, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, I'd like for people to have their pens ready. I want them to know about another great congressional candidate, Vernon Robinson, running against an incumbent Democrat in a North Carolina district. North Carolina has had the biggest percentage increase in foreign-born population over the last 15 years of any state, 412%, almost five times the national average, and there are plenty of illegal aliens among them. This is a primary focus of Robinson's campaign. His commercials on TV and radio are great. They're really punchy, and you can experience them for yourself at his website, VernonRobinson.com. RobinsonForCongress.com works, too. If elected, Robinson would be the first black Republican congressman from the South since the Reconstruction era following the Civil War. There's a link to Robinson's campaign at your website, Terry, but he needs more attention. He's a bulldog for our side.
Now, Paul, tell the folks a little bit about Vernon's background before this campaign.
Well, he's done a wide range of things that people should read about at his campaign website. I'll just highlight that he's an Air Force veteran, having graduated from the Air Force Academy, and that he served 8 years on the Winston-Salem, North Carolina City Council. It's also interesting to note that his father was a Tuskegee Airman back when the military services were segregated.
Now, didn't Vernon run for Congress once before?
Yes, 2 years ago in an adjacent district. He finally lost in the Republican primary runoff to Virginia Fox, who was then elected to Congress. Robinson campaigned heavily against illegal immigration then, too, and as a result, Fox became sensitive to immigration. As a result, she's been good on immigration enforcement since then, which shows how important it is to campaign on the issue, even if you don't wind up winning. And Fox is now supporting Robinson for this adjacent congressional seat.
Now, he ran against somebody that's now supporting him. Who's he running against this time?
That would be Brad Miller, who has a D rating for his immigration votes. And as Robinson points out, Miller is a co-sponsor of House Bill H.R. 3006. This bill goes through our immigration laws and substitutes permanent partner everywhere that spouse appears now. Robinson calls it the Foreign Homosexual Importation Act. There's no danger this bill will be enacted into law anytime soon, but it is an indication of what the incumbent stands for. All the usual suspects, Jane Harmon, Sheila Jackson Lee, Nancy Pelosi, Hilda Solis, Barney Frank, of course, your beloved Diane Watson, are also co-sponsors. Except Maxine Waters isn't a co-sponsor. She must be slipping.
Figure that one out. So what's the bottom line on Vernon? Tell us what we need to know.
Well, Robinson's raised lots of campaign money from small donors like us. I've chipped in $400 myself. In contrast, his opponent gets most of his money from political action campaign groups. But Robinson needs another slug of money for a strong finish. We're talking about North Carolina here, so I'm especially hoping your eastern listeners will pitch in, and as soon as possible. They can do it from his website, VernonRobinson.com, or mail a check to Robinson for Congress, P.O. Box 272, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27102. If you send a check, please tell them your employer and occupation, since those data are required by law. The address, again, is P.O. Box 272, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27102. That's what I got, Terry.
All right, Paul. Thanks for that update. And, folks, there's another guy that's on our team. I mean hardcore on our team, Vernon Robinson. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Go listen to his commercials. They're just great.
All right, buddy. Take care. All right. All right, let's go to Ron calling. Let's see. Let's go to Ron calling from L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
We already are in a second civil war. That is about to become in the next 5 or 10 years. There will be a second civil war between America and Mexico.
You think so?
Yes, because Mexicans are crossing the border in Arizona and taking over property in Texas, shooting people. It's slowly happening.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I hope it doesn't come to that. I have often predicted it, though I don't endorse that happening, but I think it's going to happen. And for a lot of other reasons too, Ron, not just the violence, but just the little things, the culture change, the schools, the job market, the inability to get a decent wage wherever they arrive. It's something that we've got to address, and I think you may be right.
Exactly. And then may I give a website out for people?
Real quick.
ImmigrationCounters.com. That is an excellent website that tells the cost and the prisons and the jackpot babies coming in.
All right, Ron. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Take care. Let's go to Justin calling from Lake Forest. Justin, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
There you are, the man. I had 2 points I wanted to make on Tan Nguyen candidate here in Garden Grove, Orange County. It's very interesting that about 6 months ago there was a lady candidate running as a Democrat down in the San Diego area, and she was caught on tape telling campaign workers that illegal aliens, it was fine for illegal aliens to vote.
I remember that. We covered it on the show.
Yeah, it became a big issue for conservative talk radio, but the mainstream media, the newspapers, all the television shows, just kind of winked and nodded and yawned and said, so what? I think it's really ironic that they were willing to give her a complete pass for encouraging illegal aliens to break the law, yet they want to hang Tan Nguyen by his neck for telling illegal aliens not to break the law.
That's that famous double standard. It's amazing to me. I read the letter, and I really looked it over. There's nothing illegal there. Now, there's a little discretion about some wording about, you know, who's legal and about immigrants. An immigrant cannot vote unless they've been naturalized. But you know, that's semantics. Here's
a
guy.
Something I noticed on that, where if you look at that sentence real closely, it talks about residency.
Right.
And that the word residency, you never talk about an American citizen who has residency in the United States. You only mention residency if they have residency outside the United States. And I think that word residency qualifies the kind of immigrant that's in here. If you're an immigrant with residency in the United States, you're obviously not a citizen. Therefore, you're not entitled to vote.
That's the key.
But what I wanted to also mention, in his district, I read that the numbers of registered voters, percentage-wise, were 36% Hispanic and 18% Asian, which totals 54%. That means the other 46% is up for grabs. And I think what this is wonderful, as difficult as it's been for poor Tan, it's been a wonderful bit of information and publicity to let that other 46%, to put him on the map and let them know where he stands. And I think it's going to cause him to win that election with all those votes.
I tell you what, Justin, I like his style. I like the way he stepped up and said, I ain't going nowhere.
You bet.
I'm not bagging out. I'm here. I like his style. I hope it works out for him. Thanks for the call, buddy.
You're welcome.
You take care.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. For all of those of you lucky enough to be here in Los Angeles listening to this station, you can hear the continuance of Sunday Night Live. All of our programming here is live. And after me, you're really in for a treat because it's the lovely Loris Rascala with Loris Rascala Live, and she's going to tell us what's on tonight.
Well, Terry, did you know that there's a claim that Jerry Brown may not be eligible to be Attorney General for the state?
I have heard that rumor.
Have you heard that?
I have heard that rumor.
Well, we're going to have a debate tonight. Jerry Brown's spokesperson is going to debate the man who is suing Jerry Brown.
Wow.
Tom Del Beccaro will be here, and Ace Smith, the spokesperson for Brown for Attorney General, will be here, and they're going to discuss, debate, fight, whichever applies.
All of the above.
All of the above.
Ask them a question for me.
Yes, sir.
After this election, what's he going to run for next? Because he's been everything else in the state of California,
well,
you know?
Hopefully something he's eligible for.
Dog catcher.
You know, he might be eligible.
Yeah, he used to date one of those, I remember, back in the 70s. Thanks, Loris.
Thank you, Terry.
All right. All right, let's take a couple of quick calls, and then we're going to get out of here. Let's go to David calling from Anaheim. David, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. God bless you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, I've got quick 4 points to make. Now, let's all remember to get out and vote Republican, because they're the best asset. What's going to happen if we don't? Now, remember, Orange County Register reported two illegal aliens, Hispanics, at a 7-Eleven in Virginia gave two of the 9-11 hijackers fake driver's licenses. On the border guard issue, this stems from Terry Bush not taking Robert Novak's advice before he won the election in 2000. He didn't fire the Clinton appointees. Clinton fired all U.S. attorneys in all the cities. We have a problem there. That's what's happening. Remember, Denny Hazard has blocked. He will not bring up the guest worker program for a vote because the majority does not want it. Also, remember, Tan Nguyen, good guy, spoke with him. Hey, you guys in the Republican Party, Scott Baugh, you don't know the facts. You think you do because your executive committee voted on it and asked him to resign. You don't know all the facts, okay? That's all I have to say.
All right, David, thanks for the call. Real quick, let's go to Jimmy calling from Laguna Hills. Jimmy, what do you hear? What do you say? You got about 30 seconds.
Hey, Terry, just a huge concern here. If the Democrats get control of the House next month, I know that Bush is just salivating to sign an amnesty bill, and it will be the end of the United States.
I wouldn't disagree with you there. I believe that the Democrats will bring about it. I think there might be enough Republicans in the House to hold off an amnesty, but I think there will be a big push for it. You're going to have people wanting things that the Republicans have not allowed. You know me, I don't like either party, but I have to admit, if the Democrats get in, it will be a disaster.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Jimmy. Call me again, buddy.
All right, take care.
Take care. A lot of good calls tonight, folks. That's about it. Getting ready to leave. Don't forget This Week with the Swings. Great column written specifically for the Terry Anderson Show. We got two good columns. Proper partitions prevent powerful Pelosi's. Is that good stuff? And security is a bitch slap. I didn't write it. That's somebody else's stuff. But it's good stuff This Week with the Swings. Don't forget, folks, we need your help to stay on the air. I'm looking at the 2007 Terry Anderson Show calendar. We just got them in. If you want one, send us a donation. Let us know you want a calendar. We'll send you one out. We appreciate you taking care of us, because without you, we can't stay on the air. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I want to remind you folks in Phoenix listening on KFNX, time changes next Saturday, next Sunday morning. That means we will be on in Phoenix at 10 p.m. on the great KFNX in Phoenix, Arizona, 1100 a.m. Don't forget our buddy Rusty Childress of Childress Auto Mall. Saw Rusty last week when I was in Phoenix at the protest there. He's a great guy. 22nd Avenue, Camelback. You want to buy a new car? Get it from him. He supports us. He put it all on the line for this movement, and we appreciate him. Don't forget his website, immigrationbuzz.com. I want to thank my producer, Les Blinkhorn, for taking your calls tonight, and my engineer, Chandler, engineer par excellence. Great guy, helps me a lot. I really appreciate Chandler. Stick around for Lawrence with Scholar, folks, and don't forget, we need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. And don't forget, folks, if they don't speak your language, and I don't mean English, if they don't talk your language, which is patriot, don't give them your money, don't give them your time. And for God's sake, don't give them your vote. That is pure lunacy. Don't forget those three websites we tell you about every Sunday. Ours, of course, the TerryAndersonShow.com. And our, don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.